snow made me blind, while the peaceful look of his face prayed my mind. Why is memory fixed like a rock in the ground, and his quiet still voice was the only sound? He came to me then, that I might know why, an old childhood friend, he always seemed shy. It's been 25 years since he starved his own life in Long Kashmir's prison, left a son and his wife. Next morning on Christmas, I boarded a train from Dublin to Belfast in the pouring rain. Like following footsteps or a guiding light, just one seat remaining, it was next to his wife. She recognized me and gave me a smile. You were a friend of my husband's, it's been a long while. You sent him a letter at Christmas one year, and a picture of skylarks flying high in the air. How he loved the birds and the freedom of man, that no one should be oppressed in their land. He held his own ground, he refused to weep. They could not conform him, they faced their defeat. It was then in the spring of 81, he transcended his body and the bloody prison. Now he flies with the birds in the freedom of man, ever changing the face of his beloved Ireland. As the train pulled to Belfast, I stood with his wife. We looked at the city and remembered his life. And now I know why the snow made me blind, while the peaceful look of his face prayed my mind. It was then in the spring of 81, he transcended his body and the bloody prison. Now he flies with the birds and the freedom of men, ever changing the face of his beloved Ireland.